from your own perspective, but you have some specific interest on these films. You visited Japan and you...
Yes, well, last summer I had the great opportunity to travel to Japan for the first time to meet family. I'm half Japanese in the United States. I'm fourth generation Japanese American. And my grandparents were interned during the war, so and my mother was born during that time. So I have a particular interest in the Japanese American internment, and I know a lot of information about that experience. I'm also Jewish, and so my Jewish family, you know, left the persecution in Europe before the Holocaust, but you know that there was racism that was going on, you know, prior to, leading up to the Holocaust, that was, you know, I think part of the reason why a lot of Jewish families left Eastern European countries. So the last two films in particular resonate with historical lines of my life. But unlike those films, I mean, my family was from a different place and, you know, didn't have to escape during, you know, the summer of 1940, as in the case of this story. And my family, I don't have any relatives that I'm aware of that, Japanese American relatives that fought during that time. I know that I have some extended family that served in the United States Army after that for the Korean War and for Vietnam, but not for World War II. So, but the military history of the Japanese Americans is always very interesting to me because of what their families were facing at that time. It's a very, you know, unique history, I think, to prove their loyalty to their country, to prove that they're American, that they would fight so heroically in Europe. And then, of course, the first film, being half Japanese in the United States, and embracing all that that means, to have a better understanding of the challenges in Japan of being half. It was very interesting to me. You know, some of the problems that these folks have faced, I've never experienced.
No,
not in the U.S. So it's very interesting to learn about the differences, as well as the similarities.
So, and very interesting, and recommend to see these films.
Yeah, thank you.
Arigato gozaimashita for your explanation, and welcome back to Haruka no show.
Arigato gozaimashita.